Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And you can bring up whatever you want to discuss as we kick off the third hour with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
We will go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Mark, you are in the middle, well, at some point, we were talking about statistics, a poll that was conducted by YouGov.
Yep.
And asking Americans a variety of different questions, but one important takeaway was that 50% of Americans believe that the United States will no longer be a superpower within 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't say whether it was no longer going to be a military superpower or an economic superpower. It wasn't really clear.
I don't think Americans probably are dice. I mean, from what I'm seeing on these questions, it's not like it's being asked. To answer that question well, right? Like, you need to have a certain level of education in a particular area.
Yeah.
Or, and that education doesn't necessarily need to be college. It just needs to be, you need to be, have educated yourself in a certain area.
Sure.
Or, at the very least, you need to have, you have high verbal skills in the top 10%, you know, things like that, right? And they're not asking necessarily those folks.
Well, plus, can you even be a military superpower without having economic strength? I mean, you got to get that money from somewhere, right, to pay the military.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about the Soviet Union at one point was certainly a military superpower, but not necessarily an economic one, in that they kind
good
of
point.
They were bad at it.
Well, right, they extracted all the wealth from their people and then put it all on the military. So I guess, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, that can only last so long, right?
It was pretty obvious.
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. Well, and the money printing going on here in the United States is only going to be able to last so long, especially if we start to see what has long been predicted, that is to say that the U.S. dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. If various different nations start to give up on the dollar, then we may see hyperinflation hit here sooner rather than later.
I think that there's some interesting points that can be made for that argument, but there's also some interesting ones that are against it. Like, look at the euro and the pound and pretty much every other currency out there, barring the ruble, not doing so great. The yuan, not doing real well right now. And I don't know. I mean, I'm skeptical of the claim. People who make the claim don't state the other side of it. And I am always circumspect because I don't know. I just want to know the truth. I don't have an axe to grind.
So what were some of the other takeaways you wanted to share from this poll?
So what I want to do is I want to read some of these questions and go through them with you because it's fascinating. It's a long list and worthy of an entire show of itself. So I'll just read some to you and I'll tell you a few things about them.
Okay.
The U.S. will no longer be a global superpower. Looks like 50% say that, probably more Republicans and Democrats than independents.
Was it yes, no, maybe? And if so, how many said maybe?
It's likely, very likely, somewhat likely. Somewhat likely, very likely, not sure, prefer not to say, not very likely, not likely at all.
So 50% said somewhat or very likely is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So 12% said not likely at all that the U.S. will no longer be a global superpower. Hmm. And this part doesn't say 10 years, but previously it did.
Got it.
So, nothing
lasts forever. I mean, the U.S. is not going to be a superpower forever because the U.S. will not be around forever, just like all nations on the planet. It will not last forever. The question is, how long will it last?
That's right. And to answer questions like this, you really have to look at the other nations and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And, I still remain skeptical that the U.S. is going to diminish on a global scale in a ranking system, be below China anytime soon. I think China has a huge demographics problem. That's not going to, you know, there are going to be a lot of young Chinese people taking care of a lot more old Chinese people than they were before. Mm. And this is one of the reasons that I'm at the very least interested in the idea that China created the COVID virus in order to kill old people so they wouldn't have to take care of them. Mm. If I was an evil dictator.
But wasn't the United States also involved in creating the virus?
You know, you can look at yes or no on these. People will write anything you want to hear on the internet. You know, the most recent thing is, no, it was from bats. No, it really was from bats.
Recent thing was that it came from a U.S. lab.
I haven't heard that one. Yeah. That I can't imagine that.
U.S. lab in China.
One in the U.S.
Oh.
I don't have it in front of me right now.
Let me go on here. There will be a total economic collapse, is the predictions from this poll, and it looks like 47% say that there will be a total economic collapse. There will be a civil war between people who are Republicans and Democrats, and that is a 40% of Americans consider that somewhat likely or very likely.
So total economic collapse. Again, they are inflating the currency. It's not to the point of hyperinflation yet, even if you look at unofficial numbers. If you look at shadow stats, they're at 17%. The official government numbers are around 8%+.
That's the economic collapse one, yeah.
Yeah. Shadow stats, they calculate by the old way that the feds used to calculate it back in like 1980 or prior to that. And so, again, that's only about 15-17%. That's a lot. There's no doubt about that. But we're not to the point of hyperinflation yet. They have the benefit of spreading the U.S. dollar all around the planet. So when they print dollars out in the U.S., it steals value from global users. It's not just stealing. It's not the same thing as like Argentina or Turkey, where you are seeing high levels of inflation because whatever it is, the lira, I think, is it the lira in Turkey?
Turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Turkey is the lira was Italy.
Okay.
But what is in Turkey?
I know it was lira.
I should know this. I can identify its flag.
What's that, Bunny?
I know it was the lira, because when I heard it last year, Turkish I was like, lira? Oh, that's a pretty word. Why don't we have the lira instead of the dollar?
Maybe it is the Turkish lira. Yeah, this is the problem with the...
It is athlete. Turkish lira.
Thanks for looking it up.
It has been on quite a decline, and yes, other countries as well.
They're printing the heck out of it.
But that's because one of the reasons why it affects those countries greater is that they only use it there, right? Like, it's the Turkish lira isn't getting use in other places for the most part, right? Like, you can't go to Mexico and buy things with the Turkish lira.
No.
You can't go to El Salvador and buy things. You know, you can't go to...
Well, El Salvador actually uses the U.S. dollar, so...
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
These are countries that...
But you could use the U.S. dollar almost everywhere. There was a country in Africa that I was in, too distant past. I really couldn't use the U.S. dollar there. But
that's surprising.
You can almost... They'll almost always give you an exchange rate at the register. Now, that exchange rate won't be good, but they will give you one.
Yeah.
Well, was it the whole country or just that island you were on?
It was the that was my experience, is that there was a country that I was in that wouldn't let me do it.
Right. So, anyway, that's the point I'm making here. There are countries where the U.S. dollar is essentially their legal tender. And
yeah, there's a few.
So when the U.S. government, Federal Reserve...
Ones that can't run their own central bank, basically.
Whatever, for whatever reason. You know, even in countries where there is a central bank, like Venezuela, they've now allowed dollarization to happen there, and it's actually helped their economy to do that.
I bet.
So, you know, when the Federal Reserve is printing more dollars, they're not just stealing money from... They're not stealing value from Americans, because remember, when you increase the money supply, that's what inflation is. That's the definition. It's the real definition of inflation, increasing the money supply. When you increase the money supply, you steal value from savers. You steal value from anybody that has dollars in a bank account or in a wallet or whatever, and that includes the people all around the planet with a dollar. So that's why they can get away with it more here. They can print more here and do it for longer.
And this is also the reason that in 2008, when a whole bunch of money was printed, but the money wasn't really released. It was just given to banks to bolster them. They were too big to fail, right?
Yeah.
But it wasn't released into the public. That's why you said money supply. You didn't say print money. Mm-hmm. And people use them often. Libertarians will often use them synonymously. But in that case, in that odd little circumstance, it didn't happen. We didn't see a large increase in consumer prices because those dollars never got released into the money system.
That's a good point. So there's more from this poll, Mark?
Yeah, and I think it's some things that undermine the poll's veracity.
All right, on the way, we'll share that with you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Mark.
And join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and do enjoy those features there as you wish. There's a lot of different options and things for you to do there at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got this study, Mark, that you've been sharing with us from YouGov, talking about what Americans believe about the future for the United States. And apparently, according to a not quite a majority, 50%, they're saying that the U.S.'s future within the next 10 years is to no longer be a global superpower. 40% say that it's heading towards a civil war, apparently between Republicans and Democrats, which is bizarre. But, you know, better than that, better than to actually have a civil war, why not just have a civil breakup and say goodbye to this stupid idea of this union trying to force everyone together?
That is actually stated by some people who've, you know, sort of made statements, some quoted statements in here. And to me, that makes sense. But they don't really talk about that in, you know, they're not really asking that question. You know, they're not making it clear, that question. Will federalism increase on the national level, allowing states to, you know, be more right or left or anything like that, right? So, and I think that it's probably the least likely outcome of them all. Is because power tends to centralize. The founding fathers said so. They, you know, ostensibly created a system that was supposed to prevent that. Of course, this was the first shot. The United States Constitution is the oldest constitution in the world. Sorry, San Marco, you know, maybe the second oldest. And it basically, you know, it was an experiment, and we'll see how it goes. But I don't
like
believe.
Crap.
Yeah, I don't believe that you're going to see federalism somehow reinstituted. But if it could be done, it would be done by the Supreme Court that has, you know, this Supreme Court is more likely to do it than any other.
Okay, so what's the next thing you want to share?
So what I want to share is it says that there's going to be a civil war between people who are Republicans and Democrats at 40%, right? But there's also civil wars between other, you know, options here. So there will be a civil war in the U.S. It's actually lower than a civil war between Republicans and Democrats. Where are they going to fight it?
What does that mean if they just say there will be a civil war in the U.S. and they don't say who it's between, like just states?
It means that 3% of people clearly don't know where they are.
What percentage said it would be a civil war?
Civil war in the U.S., it's 3% lower than the 40%, so 37%. And there will be a civil war between red and blue states. I guess they don't know what that means because that's only, 32%. I'm only getting the ones that have to do with civil war.
I think, Bonnie, what they're saying is that the people just have a feeling, right? Like they think that people can't come together. There's more political division than ever, and people understand that politics, at some level, whether they can verbalize it or not, people understand that politics is violence against your neighbor. And
it's certainly in lieu of violence.
Yeah, I was going to say, they at least think that there would be violence if we can't figure it out in a political way.
And that's what they believe
is happening.
There
has to be. That's the only other option.
They think that, oh, well, people are more divided than they've ever been, so of course a war must result from that division, rather than just saying goodbye and declaring independence and seceding. Now, did you tell me there's questions about that?
There is a question about secession, but I want to go through these civil war questions and talk about the percentages just to show, to undermine this. Because the people who are being asked are just your average American, and they don't know nothing. But I'm happy to, you know, go with that in just a second. So the last one, let's see, the civil war between people of different races, that's 28%.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then there will be a civil war between people living in cities and people living in rural areas.
I think that'd be the most likely one. Like, that's how it would start out.
That's what I believe, too.
Because red state versus blue state doesn't make sense. What about the cities and red states? And
right.
Like, they're not going to just fight for their state.
Red areas versus blue areas make the most sense. And red areas tend to be rural, and blue areas tend to be urban. And this just goes to show that the people who believe, the 40% of people who believe there was a civil war between Republicans and Democrats don't understand mathematics, because only 20 don't understand geography and how Republicans and Democrats are distributed, because only 22% believe that it will be between cities and rural areas.
Which is normally cities are occupied by Democrats.
Literally, if there is a civil war between Republicans and Democrats, it will be a war between the New York City metro, the West Coast of the United States, and then the center. I mean, Chicago has fallen. I mean, it will be the first thing that you hear.
All they're going to have to do is say, well, no more food for you.
Right. So, and you pointed out that the Republicans, that the red areas control not only food production, but energy production.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think your power grid originates?
Mm.
You know, like, just the idea that Democrats could fight a civil war is ridiculous. They have no weapons.
No weapons, no food.
What are they going to do with it? Replica katanas? I mean, come on. It's just not going to happen. So let's go on to this question. I think this was the great one and something you're going to be interested in. States, this is the question. States will secede from the United States. And that is
within 10 years or just at some point?
It just says within, you know, presumably within 10 years.
Okay.
But it started with that. So it sets the pace for 10 years.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But it doesn't say that. And what it says here is that 10% believe that it is very likely, 18% that it believe it is somewhat likely, so you get 28% believing it, 23% prefer not to say or just not sure.
23% on the fence.
Yeah.
Not bad.
25% think it's not very likely, and 23% think it's not likely at all.
Okay.
And so.
Almost 50% are saying it's not going to happen.
And this is one of the statements I'd say about this is that
we don't need them all.
Just this one in particular. You are a tried and true patriot because you will stand here and wait for the day that you can make America better by having New Hampshire or other states secede from it. I, on the other hand, say F this crazy crap, and I left.
I don't care about making America better.
Oh, yes, you
better.
Do.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You want New Hampshire to be a better place, so you'll stay in America. Because you're a patriot, man. You love this
stay
place.
Stay in America to leave America, not stay in America because it's America.
I love New Hampshire. I love the freedom that people appreciate here, and I can see that
freedom of America originated in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is America.
That's why New Hampshire should say goodbye first, because we can be a free place again.
You believe in what America stands for.
No, I don't.
I'll say that I believe in what America was supposed to stand for. I'll say that I believe in that.
Well, but it doesn't stand for those things now.
Yeah, I know. So that's why we need to leave.
Exactly.
Well, I think that you're trying to save it from the politicians.
No, that's what I think. Not true. I'm trying to get the hell out from underneath the politicians. And apparently there's almost one in three people, according to this survey, nationwide, that agree with that. Which is, by the way,
believe that it's likely, not that they agree with it.
Okay, good point.
Do you want to know?
Well, we actually did a study here in Foundation for New Hampshire Independence did a study here that actually did ask the right questions about this. And it is nearly one in three people in New Hampshire. They're ready for New Hampshire to be an independent nation right
now. There's a
now.
Republican and Democrat split on this, too.
I bet there is. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. We'll dig a little deeper.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north. National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters seeing Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. President Biden spent part of his Monday welcoming the World Series champion Atlanta Braves to the White House. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Phone's open. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Americans ask another question about secession. And will it be happening within the next decade? About a third of them think it is. And about another 20, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm just remembering from what you said, Mark. About another 20-something percent said they're not sure. And about 50% said, nah, not going to happen. So we're going to dig a little deeper. You said there's a breakdown on the demographics or the parties, political parties.
Political party, yeah.
We'll talk about that here in a moment. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Mark in the studio, and the number is 603-283-6160. But first, David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, observation and comment on what you've been talking about. First of all, people don't seem to be that familiar. They know the word war, civil war, revolution, coup, but there's like a half a dozen other types of political movements like that that are none of the above, and I can't list them out from memory, but you need to study them because there are more nuances to it. And number two, the main problem that we have right now is that the federal government has gone rogue. They are an illegal government, and they haven't yet been reined in and called on it and answered for it. And that's the problem. And if there is
how do you do that?
War, well, I don't have all of the answers, but the military has the right and the ability and the power to remove an unlawful government if the normal civic process doesn't do it.
So a military coup.
In that case, yeah, if the military is used, forced out an illegal federal government, then you can call that a military coup. Yeah, you, well, it's not true. No, it's not. Well, it's not truly a military coup because under that scenario, it's not an unlawful movement against a legitimate government. It's a legitimate government, a movement of the people using the military against an unlawful government, is what I'm saying. So that's slightly different than what you.
Probably never going to happen. When my dad was in the Army, he got investigated because one of his soldiers that didn't like him reported him for turning all the TVs in the clinic he worked in to Fox News and talking bad about Obama.
Okay, well, that's one scenario. So to continue on, thirdly, I agree with Mark that there will be no civil war in the ways that were listed out because somebody's got a role on somebody. And the people in this country that have the ability to fight ain't gonna roll on nobody. And the people that would like to roll on somebody, don't have the ability to pull that off. So it ain't gonna happen.
What do you mean roll on?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
You mean like roll up on?
Snitch? Well, like the cops roll up on you and
yeah,
take
roll
action.
Up on,
like
okay.
The military, like the, right. Like the military rolls in and takes action. So that's what roll up on means,
okay.
Roll in on. Anyway, so lastly, unfortunately and you hate me for saying it, but there, I highly doubt that in today's hostile world that the rest of the nation will allow any given state to secede because doing so puts the non-seceding states at risk against foreign attackers.
But the whole military is going to go and take out the federal government and replace them and just do that all rogue. That's totally going to happen.
It's not what I said.
So I tend to think, I think it's very interesting. So if you asked an American if they wanted to incorporate Tijuana into the United States, what would they say in all likelihood? Can somebody give me some answers? No,
because it's dangerous and...
You get better deals on stuff down there. Why not?
Well, you would say that. I just am talking about people in general.
David, you got an opinion on that?
Tijuana? Do I have a personal opinion whether we should...
Right. So I suggest to you, a man on the street interview, what do you think about incorporating Tijuana in the United States, David? Let's annex it.
Well, the answer would be no, because you're going to have resistance from Mexico without a doubt, and I'm not going to make a hostile movement against Mexico to allow Tijuana to come in if they want to.
What if Tijuana voted for it?
Well, no, because they have other obligations under the current system that we have until further notice, until things change. They have obligations to Mexico. If Mexico wants to say, fine, go ahead, Tijuana, go to the United States, then fine, we'll take them, yeah.
And I don't know what estado that Tijuana's in, but, you know, if we were to say the entire state of, whatever Tijuana, the city of Tijuana's in, I would say no, because I don't want to take on the welfare responsibilities of paying for these people.
Those guys work harder than Americans do.
I'm not claiming that they don't work harder. I'm claiming that there's a lot of families there that be like, oh great, now we get the government's responsibility to pay for my school and all kinds of things. I wouldn't annex a new place because there are very few places that are wealthy enough that I would be willing to annex them, and any of them that are wealthy enough wouldn't be annexed.
Well, look, to your final point, David, you said that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you said that if a state secedes, that the rest of the country won't stand for it because it would somehow put them in jeopardy from a foreign attack?
Yes, because the state that secedes and becomes an independent nation, it has if it actually is a legitimate independent nation, it has the right, for instance, to allow China or Russia or whomever to put nuclear or whatever they want, do whatever they want to threaten the other peoples that are here on this continent.
Yeah.
Why would that be in the state's best interest? Like, New Hampshire probably wouldn't want to do that because we'd suddenly be a target from Washington, D.C. I'm just saying that it's unlikely to happen.
Oh, the money would be huge. This is the reason that Saipan gets huge, huge money from the United States for doing nothing.
You're saying the Russian government would pay
the Chinese.
People of New Hampshire, or the Chinese would
Chinese
pay
government them? Would pay people of Saipan because they would want to get missiles very close to Guam.
Thank you for the call tonight, David. I appreciate hearing from you. We're not talking about Saipan, though. We're talking about New Hampshire.
Sure.
Do you think the people of New Hampshire would actually put up with Chinese occupation of their
territory? No, I think that this is more what David said. If going along David's line of thinking, I think what's more likely is that the United States, when it realized it couldn't, presuming the unlikelihood of a secession of New Hampshire, like highly unlikely situation of that occurring, after the scare tactics and, you know, the finally there's a campaign that comes through where 66%, yeah. 68%, 67. 70% of New Hampshire Granite Staters say, yes, we want to secede. After they've had the bejesus scared out of them, the federal government says, you won't get your Social Security check. Yeah. You're not going to have a bank account. You won't be able to drive to Maine. You won't be able to do this and that. And so after all of that, the highly unlikely circumstance, then the United States attempts to, you know, rattle the saber and scare them and, you know, a few things like that, and they don't come back. And then they just pay Canada, who they paid to do...
Who pays Canada?
The United States government.
Okay.
Pays Canada, like they paid Canada to spy on the American people, because the CIA can't, but Canada can.
Yeah.
The whole Canadian intelligence apparatus is funded by the United States government.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay Canada, roll your troops in, take over New Hampshire, give it back to us. And Canada says, all right, eh?
No, they won't.
Why not?
Canadians are too nice.
What? That's the stupidest thing you've said all night.
Haven't you ever met Canadians? They're really nice people. Were you in their jail?
I was in their jail, and they darn sure would have shot me with their very nice guns if I had tried to escape.
Look, you know, we got a lot of guns here, too. In fact, I suspect there's probably more guns per capita in New Hampshire than there are.
A rifle won't do anything against a tank. It's just not useful.
We got machine guns. And I bet you
Whoopie-doo, and I know that there's some
anti-tank guns. We have tanks. I mean, we're also talking about the government of New Hampshire, not just the people now.
Yeah, there is a national
guard. A shock and awe campaign coming across from Berlin on south.
I have never heard this ridiculous theory.
No, it's an interesting one. I've never heard it before either, but it's great.
RMCP, horsemen.
I could bring horses in here. They're literally going to roll up tanks as fast as they could.
The Canadians could barely deal with a couple hundred truckers in their capital city for
That's because they were
weeks.
Their own truckers. If they're invading a foreign country. Look at what the Canadians did in 1812. They almost they burned the White House down and almost took the whole country.
Canadians like America too much. They wouldn't want to.
They'll get a little piece of it.
I don't think they're going to like New Hampshire's response if they try that crap. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. Interesting theory, though. One I've not heard at this point. 603.
David is a brilliant man.
283-6160.
Desert weirdo.
You can join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here in the remaining moments. We may have time for you. Call in now at 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Mark in the studio tonight. That's 603-283-6160. And don't forget, coming up in June of next year, ForkFest is back. It is the 7th annual ForkFest. Perfect excuse for you to come up here and check out the beauty of New Hampshire. You'll be, if you go with us, you'll be there in northern New Hampshire, the beautiful White Mountains, for the 15th through the 18th of June with like-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians at Rogers Campground. All you need to do to attend ForkFest, because there's no tickets for ForkFest, it's a decentralized event. You just have to get your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground. That said, I would move sooner rather than later on this, because the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which in 2023 is going to follow ForkFest, which is the way it was for the first 3 years of ForkFest, that event is likely to sell out. In fact, the rumor has it the park is nearly sold out already. I don't know if that's true. I haven't verified it myself, but that's what I've heard, is that for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, that park is nearly sold out. I'm not going to say ForkFest will sell out, but it's probably going to be the busiest ForkFest thus far, because there's always a big, you know, run-up to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So you ought to get your campsite, your RV site, right now. Just go to ForkFest.party, and you can get the details about contacting Rogers Campground, and you can get in touch with other ForkFest attendees there. It's June 15th through the 18th at Rogers Campground next year in June of 2023. Again, ForkFest.party. We will look forward to seeing you there as we go to the phones here. To your calls and thoughts, we got Jack on the line in Washington State. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, congratulations, Bonnie and Ian, on your marriage.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What was on your mind tonight?
Well, it's an honor to talk to Edge.
Talk to Mark Edge. You cut out a sec there.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mark Edge. I've never been on the show with him.
So welcome, sir. Cool. Here you are.
I was going to talk about more about like Iran and going on over there.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I had that in my show prep for tonight, and we just didn't get to it.
What's going on there?
Yeah, can you summarize for our listeners that may have no idea what you're talking about?
Well, if you go to Twitter and you an Iran protest or Iran revolution hashtag, you're going to see women on top of cars. And then 5 days later, those women, you can see them dead. They're really doing something. That's insane. That it's not like, you know, I know you guys like BLM and stuff, but BLM ain't going to leave.
Mark hates BLM. He thinks they're all bad people.
No,
Mark does, I said.
The organization is bad. But
I feel the same way, Jack. I feel like the organization is bad news.
Same here.
The individuals, on the other hand, are all different, and they have different beliefs, and some of them legitimately want to see police reformed to be less awful, and others of them are communists. So, you know, it just depends on, you know, who you're talking to. Anyway, what about Iran? So what's going on over there?
Well, most major population centers have been over by protests, a lot of, you know, violence and stuff, which sometimes seems necessary.
What are they protesting?
They want to take their scarves off. They want to drive cars. It's mostly ran by women, as far as I can see.
Okay, I did hear that there was, like, some kind of modesty police that shot a woman for not wearing her scarf right. I don't know what they actually call those.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not a burqa. It's different.
Right.
Hijab.
I've heard it's not hijab there either. I've heard there's another term for whatever it is that they're taking off, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, at some point or another, we have to use terms that Americans understand.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up here, Jack. I'm going to pull up the story that I had since you called in about it, and I appreciate hearing from you. So the story here is from DNYUZ.com, which basically just copies other sources. So I'll see if I can find what it was. New York Times, that's where this originally came from. The largest anti-government protest since 2009 in Iran gathered strength this weekend on Saturday, spreading to as many as 80 cities, even as the so-called authorities escalated a crackdown that has reportedly killed dozens of people and brought the arrests of prominent activists and journalists, according to rights groups and news media reports. Internet access, especially on cell phone apps widely used for communication, continue to be disrupted or fully blocked. I know that Signal was working over the weekend to try to regain access to the people of Iran so they can continue to provide them services without the government's knowledge, and the government's trying to block Signal, basically, from people using it, affecting their ability to communicate with the outside world. News from Iran has trickled out with many hours of delay. While the protests in 2009 erupted over an election that was condemned as fraudulent, the current demonstrations are apparently focused on Iranian security forces, with reports of vicious beatings of security officers and firebombings of the local headquarters of the notorious Morality Police. In many cities, including Tehran, the capital, security forces responded by opening fire on the crowds. On the couple of apartment complexes in Tehran, officers fired at windows in the city of Rush. That's a hard one to pronounce in English. They threw tear gas into apartments, according to witnesses. Iranian state media said that at least 35 people have been killed in the unrest, but human rights groups said that number is likely to be much higher. A previous death toll of 17 included at least 5 members of their security services. Videos posted online and the scale of the response are difficult to independently verify, but video and photos sent by witnesses to the New York Times that were known, rather, to the New York Times were broadly in line with the images posted widely online. Resentments and anger have been building for months, particularly among young Iranians, in response to a crackdown ordered by their hardline president that has targeted women. That comes on top of a litany of complaints over the years of corruption, mismanagement of the economy, inept handling of COVID, and widespread political repression. The problems have persisted under President Ibrahim Raisi, who came to power in an election in which any potential contenders were eliminated before the vote, particularly those from the reformist faction. So it sounds a lot like Ukraine, where they have banned the opposition party.
Yep.
Yet while the mainstream media here in the United States touts Ukraine as some sort of bastion of democratic freedoms, and it's absolutely ridiculous.
I looked up what gun control is like in Iran. I remember during the Iraq War that you could expect almost every household to be armed, and this is one of the concerns that obviously U.S. soldiers would have in Iraq. But in Iran, it looks like no guns, all control. only limited except in the hands hunting of the with state. Rifles. And well, yeah, sure. The state always, that's how the state gets its power. Mao Zedong, government power comes from the barrel of a gun.
He said that. The morality police under the predecessor of the current president had been discouraged from enforcing Iran's often draconian laws against women, particularly the requirement that they wear the hijab, so apparently it is the hijab, in public in the quote-unquote proper fashion. But Iran's powerful supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who is now, wasn't he put into place by the CIA back in the day?
I don't think so. The Shah.
Oh, the Shah.
Yeah, the Shah was put in place by the CIA and he was thrown over.
Khamenei took him out.
Yeah, Khamenei and his forces, yeah.
He's now said to be in bed, resting after emergency surgery, engineered the
Old as hell.
Yeah, he's got to be. Engineered the ascent of Mr. Raisi, eliminating an important outlet for the frustrations of Iran's younger generation. Those frustrations are now boiling over in a small, mostly Kurdish city of Ashnave, reportedly fell to protesters when security forces retreated after days of intense fighting, a paramilitary leader news site and the editor of a Kurdish news site said, quote, the liberation has far-reaching consequences for other cities, the man said, describing the town as a gateway to other areas of Iran, and so on. So, yeah, things are happening there. Crowds are chanting freedom in some videos that are being posted on
social
media.
What do they mean when they say freedom, Ian?
To take their hijab off, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's it certainly would be a fundamental thing, the ability. I think it's hilarious, by the way, how many Democrats are out there worried about women being able to wear their hijabs in France.
I heard about that. That's weird that those things are both going on at the same time. I mean, people should be allowed to wear and not wear whatever they want, including a face mask or a hijab.
You're talking about France is prohibiting people from wearing a hijab.
Correct. Yeah, especially on beaches and burkinis is, outlawed or whatever the situation is. I think that you can, when you sort of control a place, if you legitimately control a place, right, like you somehow got it. Like I could say, no naked people are allowed to just walk in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Fair thing to say. So a nation is not that much different if they legitimately gained power. But the problem is many nations did not. So if France is, a legitimate power, then they should be able to say, hey, look, you want to come here, you want to live here, you can't wear this silly headdress thing. They should be able to do that.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to talk about it tonight, but we will return tomorrow, and you can comment on whatever's on your mind, especially if you didn't get in tonight. Call earlier in the show. That always helps. We'll see you then. Online in the meantime at Free Talk Live.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.